Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate riff on what we celebrate throughout the year. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Yeah, you do that.
Today we're going to take you behind the scenes of National Day Riff for a very special treat. Joining me via Zoom from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is none other than voice actor Nick Pascual. Nick? Hi. Hey, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
What's up? I guess it's just me.
Yeah, so I was just talking with you. I just want to make you think I wasn't showing up.
That's pretty funny. You started out relatively young as an actor doing film and television. What led you to doing voiceover work? The ability to play a variety of roles and different characters you wouldn't necessarily play on screen. The easy schedule, work from home in your sweats.
No, you just, you offered me the gig, so yeah.
I see. Well, here's a clip of your work from an early episode in season one.
And folks, over here we have the very first known paperweight discovered while excavating.
That's a rock.
You played a tour guide with a bit of an effeminate affectation. What was your motivation?
Sorry. Wait, what? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
You played the tour guide with a bit of an effeminate affectation. What was your motivation?
Oh, yeah, I just thought the dude was, like, really gay.
Oh, okay. Tell us about your character, Seymour, the 30-something slacker who was obsessed with video games, still lived with his mom when he was 30.
Hey, Ma! I'm almost out of cocoa-infused wafer cookies with cream filling!
Yeah, I just thought, you know, this guy's just, like, this fat guy playing video games in his mom's basement.
How did you prepare?
Well, I used to play a lot of video games. I just wasn't fat. So I was just like, I just pretended that I was fat.
Isn't the lighthouse pretty?
Yeah.
Let's take a selfie!
Yeah. Dude, can you hold the baby? His name's Sergeant.
Great.
This was our first introduction to the delightful couple, Randy and Sandy. How was it working with your longtime friend, Angela Hicks?
It was cool.
And their baby, Sergeant. That's kind of an odd name. Whose idea was that?
Come on, dude. You know you wrote the shit.
I suppose I did. Yeah.
Men, synchronize your watches. Old Lady Anderson over there hasn't been eating her veggies.
What? Are you serious? Veggies are good for you.
Indeed they are, son.
Eating veggies is how I lost weight.
Yeah, you're still a fat fuck, Private Tubby.
You played a soldier in that last clip. Do you have any military experience to draw upon for that role?
No.
Here's a fun one.
What can I get you?
Give him some rum.
I'll be fine. Oh, what's this?
That's Caribbean.
Good. Yummy. What about this?
It's Malibu.
Oh, even yummier. And this one?
DUI.
You took on the role of a drunk guy afraid of roller coasters. Did you actually do a couple shots before that?
Oh, dude, I'm a pro. Fuck yeah. I was fucked up.
Chode.
Some people consider me like a method actor, you know?
Right, right. You're just like a method drinker. So, speaking of drinking, here's one of our happy hour doses.
Put down the drink.
Hey, everyone, I'm Banana Berry, and I just fucking love
Bananas.
I didn't know you were in the studio, Banana Berry. Is your love of bananas the reason why you created Banana Berry Day?
Sure is. I fucking love them so much.
Have you ever stuck one up your butt?
Good one, babe. Love you so much.
I love you too. See, I'm not gay.
You played Banana Berry, an eccentric character to say the least. What was your inspiration for this guy?
Adam wrote that episode, and he just said that Barry loved to shove bananas up his ass, so I just imagine shoving bananas up my ass.
Well, okay. let's roll the next clip.
Howdy, ma'am. Did you order a piping hot, steaming, super juicy, extra large, organic, free-range pepperoni from Rub Hub?
Not only did I order it, but I paid with a credit card.
Oh, you did?
And I earned cash back plus frequent flyer miles with no blackout days. Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, I like vacations.
Ah, one of my faves. The Brickhauser story, where you play an aging porn star who was having a little difficulty performing. Care to elaborate?
The dude couldn't get it up. Sucks.
Oh no! Did you sit in the pumpkin cheesecake?
Samantha, darling, I need to find a service station with a reasonably clean restroom.
You can do it. You got this, honey.
Lickety split.
Oh, this time it was a computer geek who stuttered. Now, weren't you concerned that you might offend someone with a speech impediment?
No.
Copy that.
Oh, sorry I'm late. I'm in a horse.
Not that gent, mate. That one.
Oh, shit. Mine own bad.
Addison, the tardy executioner, a.k.a. the horseless headsman. Was that a fun character to take on?
Yeah, that one, well, it was a lot of fun.
Okay. For Thanksgiving, you played both Randy and his dad, Bill.
Hey, Mom. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, meet your grandson.
Oh, he's got something ripening in the caboose. Maybe I'll briefly hold him later.
Ugh. Whoa, look what the cat drew. Oh, holy crap. Oh, did something die?
Hey, Dad. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, shut the hell up and hose that kid off.
Yep, I'll be right back.
Setting aside the fact that you took work away from another actor, you did a great job of separating the two characters and making them each unique. How'd you pull that off?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a good question. So for that, what I did was I recorded Randy, and then I recorded Bill after that.
I see. Well, darn it, we're about out of time, Nick. I wanted to thank you for chatting with me today. It's been interesting.
This is great. Thank you.
My pleasure's it's pleasurable. So, before you go, everyone wants to know what's next for Nick Pasquale.
Oh, gosh. So, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably get up from this chair and walk inside.
We hope you've enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
How do you turn this off?
Ice cream, the film, the media.